You know, understanding basically the way that the human body works. Yeah. That's the way that, because I have so much faith in, not to get like too religious or spiritual, but I have so much faith in creation, you know, in the sense it's so amazing. It's so beautiful. And if you study it, I mean, that's where I found most of my answers. Well, and if you want to learn something new today, which is fascinating, is your body, just like my body, every human body, we all know that we're primarily made of water, right? Yeah. So we all kind of have that, which means that you're primarily made of hydrogen, technically. And if you don't have hydrogen in your body, you would literally just die. I mean, you would just die. And hydrogen is literally the molecule that I've discovered is, and before I begin, I forget to say, I should have said this in the beginning. I am not giving any medical advice. People should always consult their medical physicians for their medical advice. And I don't make any medical claims. So with that being said, you know,
that caveat
I like people to know, but at the core of your body, at the absolute core, your body actually makes hydrogen. You're breathing it out with every exhale. You're exhaling hydrogen. And it's crucial to your health. Mm-hmm. Now, the wackiest thing is that the Japanese discovered that this basically came from a place called Lourdes, France. Have you heard of Lourdes, France, or Lourdes, France?
I haven't. No. Okay.
So it's this place where people were drinking water. Supposedly, an angel appeared and told some people to drink the water for illnesses, and then they started getting better. And eventually, the Vatican literally took notice. They're like, "Well, we have documented cases of people getting better." And they have their own scientists. People from around the world send scientists over there. And they were studying the water. Nobody found anything miraculous about it. They're like, it's H2O. There's nothing miraculous. In the end, it was the Japanese who discovered molecular hydrogen within that water. And that wasn't easy, because that hydrogen dissipates out of the water. So if you were to literally take a sample and take it to your country and study it within 2 weeks, it's gone. So you'd never notice. You'd have to test it on site. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's ultimately what happened. And they ultimately found that the amazing benefits, I mean, amazing. It's been a huge passion in my life because as you kind of know, you know, I was quite ill, and there's been many people who I've shared my hydrogen with, like my own father, my mother, different people in my family. And it's been so amazing that then of course, now we have scientific studies. We don't have like one or 10. Or 20 or 100, it's in the thousands. I mean, we're talking about peer-reviewed studies, top universities in Japan who are the ones who are basically discovered this whole thing, and really, really credible sources. I've spoken to many doctors and even scientists who always doubt it. They're like, this can't be true. And then I always tell them, go look at the science. And then they go look at the science and they're like, they come back to me within a week usually, and they're like, this is unbelievable. Like, how do we not know about this? Almost every physician in America doesn't know about this. And they've used this. They've used this for, I'm not going to even say the name, but it's for a little bug going out there that's infecting everybody. and I probably got that little bug right now. Hence the reason I've been healing my hydrogen to take care of myself. It goes, you know, sometimes it goes to your lungs. So they've used it in Asia already. I will say that the pharmaceutical industry in Japan, for example, was not very happy about this. They did not want to fund research. So a lot of the research gets funded by pharmaceutical companies, and they did not want to fund this research. So it was very difficult to get people to stand behind it. And the Japanese did a beautiful job. It's been over 10 years that they really were able to get a lot of data. And they eventually got it approved. They couldn't deny it. They got it approved by the medical system in Japan, which is very westernized. It's very much like our medical system. You know, they have all sorts of pharmaceutical medications and doing their thing. And they couldn't deny it. So they started using it for heart conditions, which, by the way, I believe that it could be used for myocarditis, pericarditis. I actually believe very strongly that it could be used for those things, because if you look at the science behind that, these conditions have high amounts of oxidative stress. It appears that primarily one of the main ones is something called superoxide dismutase, and hydrogen is amazing for that type of free radical. Because hydrogen functions as so many things. I mean, if I were to tell you, we literally would be here for, I don't know, 8 hours at least. It would be too boring, but it is probably the most miraculous thing I've ever seen. more miraculous than food. I mean, there's a bunch of amazing food that is super healthy for you. Yeah. And I like to have a clean diet, but it's beyond food. It's beyond just about anything that I think I've ever seen and experienced. And so then, you know, obviously once I discovered that hydrogen was amazing, then I realized that there is different ways to make hydrogen.
Yeah.
And, you know, me being on your show with you right now, I will tell you that that was probably the most trickiest part, how to make it, because there's so many ways to make it that have toxic byproducts. That's literally the issue with making hydrogen. Yeah. And the majority of the ways to make it out there, there's a lot of Chinese products out there, which are pretty terrible. I hate to say it. They use cheap metals. Other companies that use chemicals, which is so silly to me. They use chemicals to make the hydrogen. Yeah. So anyway, and hydrogen, not that you necessarily care at this moment in your life, but it has been shown to be anti-aging.
Hey, and, it's never too early.
You know what? I think that that's the smartest thing that a younger person could look into is that, that you want to start early.
Yeah.
You know,
prevention. And, on the offense, not on the defense, offense.
You know, that was one of the things that, just so you know, that's actually Japanese culture right there, is their medical system is more into preventative care.
Yeah.
And obviously America is like the opposite, which is emergency care.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, this is what was discovered. I mean, I could certainly go down that road. One of my favorite stories, I'll share one of my favorite stories. My favorite story is actually my father. My father is one of my favorite stories because I wanted him to do all sorts of stuff. He had all sorts of medical issues. And he said, look, I'm not going to start eating like you do. I'm not going to, you know, change my whole lifestyle to do all the things that you do because it's too crazy, right? Which I don't even think I'm that bad, but apparently I have a standard that's different than most. But my father said, this is what I'm willing to do. And this is part of my protocol. Mm-hmm. I think I wasn't sure until I did it with my father. And you got to hear, this is, I think it's one of the most amazing stories. He said, I won't change anything except I will clean the water that you the way that you recommend. Cause I have a way of cleaning the water that makes it to like 99.9% pure. You cannot make it any cleaner. And I strongly believe that the majority of the medical problems that we have are something that we're actually doing to ourselves and we don't notice it.
Yeah.
And one of those things is the water we're consuming. There's crazy stuff in water, by the way. You wouldn't even believe this stuff. If I start going on a list, it's insane.
I've seen those metal toxicity tests and stuff that they do in like the bottled and purified water. And I'm just like, yeah.
And that's just one thing.
Just
metal toxicity is one thing. And I'm talking one of many, many things, including one of my, it's my least favorite, but it's in almost everybody's water, something called PFAS. It's a chemical that was created by the government. They were using it for many, many different things in a chemical company. But in the end, that stuff is known to cause cancer in many different areas of the body. It is super nasty, even in the smallest levels. And it is in almost everybody's water in America. And there's a way to purify it. I found a way to clean it out. And we can talk about that if you want. In fact, I'll just tell everybody, I think it's called mypurewater.com, I think it is, or myaquanui.com. And Nui spelled N as in Nancy, U-I. These two websites have a product that filters everything out of the water. And if they want a discount, they can type in Uprising 144K, which is literally the name of my channel. I have a YouTube channel if people want to check it out.
I'll have your information and stuff in the description too. So that way everybody can find it. So it makes it nice and easy.
So people can research what I've been doing for many years and that they just didn't know about, you know, I was kind of ahead of the curve. People don't know about this. So with my father, all I did was give him clean water and the proper amounts of hydrogen. Okay. And that's literally it. That's all I did. And that's all he was willing to do. He said, I'm going to eat however I want. I'm going to live however I want. I'm going to drink how much I want, everything I want to do. Yeah. And at first I was disappointed, but then I thought, you know what? Let's see how powerful hydrogen is. Let's see if it can resolve. And these were the issues that he had going on. He had some issues with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, borderline diabetes, glaucoma of 30 plus years, and arthritis.
Okay.
And he was on some pretty nasty medications, and some of them which concerned me, because if you drink alcohol on some of the medications that he was on, for example, something called meloxicam, It's dangerous. Let's just put it that way. It's dangerous. Okay. And yeah. and that medication, which doctors will give you, is known to destroy your liver. So, and I was concerned about that, you know. And my father was a wine he's a wine connoisseur. He loves wine, and you know, and it's all good, right? I'm like, yeah. Enjoy your wine, enjoy your meal. Yeah. But I did not want him mixing that medication with wine. And I told him, hey, Dad, you know, this is dangerous. Did your doctor mention it to you? And he's like, no, my doctor didn't say anything. I'm like, I was shocked. I'm like, your doctor didn't tell you? Because this is dangerous.
Yeah.
And so we started the hydrogen based on a lot of the science I was finding. And here's where it got crazy. All those conditions, they're all gone. All of them.
Wow.
With hydrogen, with the power of hydrogen and clean water. And that shocked me. I mean, when I say shocked me, like, I was totally shocked. I'm like, wait a second. He didn't change anything.
Yeah.
He didn't change anything except for the water and the hydrogen and that combination. And I've known people who've changed their diet for for issues, super clean water. I've known people who've done everything and it still didn't work. And then they did hydrogen and that was it. That's the quote unquote silver bullet, if you want to call it. It's remarkable. It's so remarkable. I mean, again, I'm literally inhaling it right now, but the scientific studies, what they show that it does is bonkers. I mean, you almost can't believe it. And you know, if you can even go down the quote unquote spiritual path on this, because hydrogen is almost, I've actually found Bible verses talking about it. And that nobody noticed. Not to toot my own horn, but I literally, you know, I definitely don't want to do that. It's just that I think I'm the first person in the world who's ever noticed that it's in scripture. I don't think anybody's ever noticed.
And
it's only because I understood the science. If you didn't understand the science, you wouldn't even understand what these verses meant. Because as I read them, I mean, can you believe there's literally verses that talk about it penetrating to the bone marrow? I was like, the Bible's talking about bone marrow? Like, how do they know about it? And how do they know that this could penetrate so deep? And by the way, hydrogen will. It penetrates every part of your body, even to the tiniest, like the mitochondria.
Yeah.
Oh, it penetrates everything.
Yeah. Wow.
It can literally go through it. It can literally go through glass. It can go through anything. Nothing can hold hydrogen. And most people tend to think of it as something flammable, you know, this type of thing, you know, but you have to understand that the human body, I mean, if you don't have, I mean, we need energy, you know, even certain gases are flammable, even from the human body, right?
Truth.
It's energy. It's energy. Yeah. We need energy, you know, and hydrogen is definitely going on. So it's interesting. Yeah. It's fascinating. Of course I love it just because of what I see it doing for people's health. And it's incredibly easy. I mean, it's so incredibly, it used to be expensive. When I first started researching it, I found that it was incredibly, like right now I'm making, if I make a pitcher of water, a pitcher of water has the antioxidative power of something crazy, like 1500 apples or 1800 apples.
Wow.
And just water, you know?
Yeah.
So, are you consuming your vegetables? You could just drink water. Is that crazy? But, you know,
I'm sure a lot of kids who don't like eating their vegetables and stuff would be like, mommy, just give me water instead.
Exactly. I mean, really, I have many friends with kids who give the hydrogen to their kids. Even with that thing going in your arm these days, which I'll just remain nameless right now. But, you know, one of the bad side effects, obviously, for a lot of young people is myocarditis, for example. And now this is my personal theory. This is not something that has been studied yet because nobody wants to fund it. But based on the science, which is typically what I follow, it appears that it should work. And I've known people, including my own mother and father and different people that I personally know, who have used the hydrogen before getting the thing in their arm. And it's crazy. I knew a girl. This was a very interesting story, actually. She has like 3 kids. She was super scared. She was forced to get that thing in her arm. She was forced to do it and she was super scared to do it. And she asked me, hey, what kind of protocol should I do? She loaded up on hydrogen the way that I would personally have done it. And when she got it, not only did she feel literally like nothing, like it was like a walk in the park. She said her arm didn't even get sore. I mean, that's how good it worked. And
wow,
yeah, it was so remarkable. And basically nothing had happened. And she said, oh, this was really, really great. Cause she had known people who had negative experiences from it. I've known people who've had negative experiences from it. And the people who use the hydrogen to this point are batting, at least to this point, because I know numbers can change, but they're batting 1,000. Like, I haven't seen one person have any negative reaction to the point where they don't even get a sore arm. It's crazy.
Mm.
So I'm very fascinated by this technology. Yeah.
That would be a good study. It's like, so if some good person would actually fund it, because obviously Big Pharma wouldn't fund it, but that'd be interesting to see if it could help with like the adverse reactions and stuff to all that. Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah.
I feel pretty confident about it because I mean, you know, they did do a study. I mean, just to give you another example, they actually put hydrogen up against certain heart medications.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what they found was that hydrogen not only worked better, but zero side effects. I mean, the hydrogen doesn't have, I mean, the only side effect that I know about hydrogen is, well, one, that it has an anti-aging effect. So it's a positive side effect, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, a good one.
it keeps you younger for longer. Yeah. There's been some other, the other side effects that you have to kind of watch out for that I would say, again, no medical advice, but people who are on diabetes medications, they become insulin resistant. And with hydrogen, they literally have found that hydrogen works so well that a lot of times they either have to quit using the medication or they have to greatly minimize it. So that's been positive. Another one was high blood pressure medication. I've known countless people who got off high blood pressure medication with hydrogen. And it's just been crazy. And obviously most young people don't have those type of issues. But, you know, for older people, it's a revolution. I actually think that water technology is a revolution that the majority of people don't know about. People don't know about hydrogen. And they certainly don't know how to make it. I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard of, have you heard of the Kangen machine?
I haven't, no.
Oh, you haven't heard of the Kangen? It's such a popular device and it's like completely the wrong way to make hydrogen. It wasn't even supposed to be a hydrogen machine, but it kind of got a name marketing and stuff, you know. But the Japanese are the ones, again, like even the device that I'm using, this is the best in the world. I've heavily researched this subject. And this device has actually been, it's now being used in medical centers in Japan. This is like the go-to device.
Wow.
To make this quality of hydrogen, you would have literally needed a multi-million-dollar lab. Eventually, they made a device that could make close to this quality for about $11,000.
Wow. But
most people wouldn't be able to afford $11,000, or they wouldn't want to spend that on a hydrogen machine, you know, to have it in their home.
Yeah.
You know, and but eventually they made, they not only made the gas, the new device that I'm using. As you know, technology always gets smaller and better, like iPhones. I mean, they're small. Yeah. They have more technology than some computer that used to be the size of a house, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and and now you have a device that's the size of a coffee maker, which is literally what I have here. I'm just using it.
Yeah.
And it's so much more accessible price-wise. They're under $2,500.
Yeah.
And they make hydrogen water, hydrogen gas, which are the two main ways to use hydrogen. And it's amazing. And I'm using it right now, but it's been such a life-changing thing, not just for me, but for my friends and my family and what I've seen it do. That's why I created my YouTube channel. I thought, wait a second.
Yeah.
How can we have a technology that does all these amazing things? And yet somehow we doctors don't know about it. Like, I don't get it. Like, this doesn't, and there's science to back it up. I don't get it. I really, to this day, don't understand that. So I tried to put the word out there and I've tried real hard, but I feel like I was reaching my limit. I'm like, you know, until somebody big, like, I don't know, Joe Rogan talks about it or something, like, nobody's going to know about this technology. I don't even think Joe Rogan knows about it. You're literally doing this before Rogan. He's never done a video on hydrogen and you are literally beating him to the punch. And, no pun intended, because I know he likes fighting.
LOL. I get that now.
Yeah, but it's an amazing technology. It will change the world, not just of health, but there's technology. You should see what it does agriculturally, obviously for health, and even beauty. For what it does for the skin, you should see the pictures I have from medical centers in Japan. but it does for all sorts of skin issues from psoriasis, eczema.
Okay.
It's unbelievable what it does for the blood. I mean, I could literally go on and on probably for many hours. So.
It sounds like it does like so many things. And of course you're like I said, of course the big pharma and industries don't want it out there because it actually helps people and heals people. And then big pharma doesn't get money from drugs and all these other things that actually really don't work. It's less money. So, and that's what it's about, but yeah.
And I mean, it's like, it's almost like trying to patent water. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, you can't patent water. Maybe you could, I don't know, but that would be the biggest issue. And the thing about hydrogen is that it's like a balloon. Because hydrogen floats away just like balloons do. I mean, what do you think you're filling your balloons with, by the way, when you fill them up? And it's a type of hydrogen. It's actually helium. And helium is kind of it is hydrogen, but it's a different form of it. Then the one that I'm using, which is the most beneficial one, is molecular hydrogen. This is the type of hydrogen that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is literally, you know, part of what's in water. You know. And so it's I feel like it's weird. People don't understand it, but if you want to be like superhuman, you know, you want to learn how to use hydrogen. If you're young, the younger, the better. You know, some of the studies I've seen on what it did for children was actually pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, and I'm not in charge, but if it were up to me, anybody taking a needle in their arm, whether it's child or adult, I think you'd almost be a fool not to use hydrogen. Hydrogen is, it's something that people don't understand and don't know about. And not to get biblical, but when I was reading the data back in 07, which is roughly around when it first started being discovered, by the way, it wasn't that long ago.
Wow.
As I read the data, it wasn't long ago, you know, and I was looking at the data thinking to myself, this looks awfully like guardian angels guarding the body. I don't know why I thought that. I thought it was a funny thought that entered my head.
Yeah.
But I mean, literally, I've known people who go through like chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And chemotherapy will destroy like 90% of your cells.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. You use hydrogen, 90% of the cells don't even get damaged. So it's like night and day. And so anybody who's going through chemo, for example, it's the biggest no-brainer I've ever seen. I've known people who've used it to go through chemo. And it's unbelievable. I mean, I could go on and on about it. Do you have any questions? How much did you know about hydrogen? I mean, what did you know?
I didn't really know anything. That's why I was going to have you on. Cause I'm like, there are so many great advancements out here. And like I said, being a Christian myself, I mean, I see that God's created so many things in this world that are good. It's like, we don't need this other bad stuff that like big pharma has pushed. That's a lot of it doesn't even work. It just hurts more than it helps. And I'm like, God's given us what we need in this earth. We just need to look around and find it. So
what was the most abundant thing in the universe and in on earth and it's hydrogen. And nobody ever thought of using it till 2005 or seven or so. Nobody ever thought about it. I just find that so unbelievable that nobody ever thought of it. Even me. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know what hydrogen was. You say hydrogen, I'm like, what? What's hydrogen? You know, I had no idea. I was such a silly goose. I had no idea what it was.
The only thing I knew about it, like I said, H2O, hydrogen, 2 oxygen. I just knew that from science. That was the only thing I knew about it.
Well, here, let's simplify for a second, right? We got H2O. Mm-hmm. What's O? It's oxygen, right?
Oxygen. Mm-hmm.
But it's a gas. Oxygen's a gas. Now, H2, which is actually molecular hydrogen, is also a gas. So what's so beautiful about it is that you take two gases and all of a sudden you have something that is a water.
Yeah.
And water's it's not really a gas anymore. What the heck is this? What is water? And if you get crazy, and I'm going to keep my machine going here, just beat it.
Okay, so
I can keep it. I'm going to keep inhaling my hydrogen while we're chatting. Why not? I mean, again, if you get a little biblical, I mean, you literally have Bible verses that says that the voice of God is like the sound of water. That's pretty wild. That's a Bible verse right there. If you look at scripture, I mean, I don't even know if you know how many verses there are about water in scripture, but it's crazy. I mean, Jesus himself got baptized in water, you know, from a river, no less, which is actually my favorite water. River is, it's my favorite. It runs down the mountain and yada, yada, yada. But
yeah.
You know, so that was another interesting one. I could actually go on and on when it comes to water in scripture.
Yeah.
And like I said, then I eventually discovered certain scriptural verses about, I mean, even when, you know, okay, let's bring this one up. I think personally that one of the most important scriptural verses is when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus. I'm not sure where you're of that verse, but it is the most accurately translated verse of all of scripture, according to all the research I've ever done. And the reason it's so important, and I don't think people give it enough importance, is because Jesus wasn't just talking to some person. It wasn't a normal person.
Yeah.
You know, Nicodemus was supposed to be a highly educated person. He was supposed to be a great teacher of Israel. He's almost like a pastor or a great priest or, you know, a high priest, as they actually call them. And Jesus spoke of two things specifically in that verse. And one of them was water, because he actually, he told to Nicodemus, because Nicodemus is like, hey, what's the way to God or to heaven or whatever? And Jesus said, well, you got to be born again. You know, which was interesting to me, because Jesus didn't say, Jesus didn't say, hey, Nicodemus, what you have to do is give me 10%. Give me some gold right now. And then you have to, and actually, interestingly enough, not to confuse people, but he didn't even tell Nicodemus, hey, you have to accept me as your Lord and Savior. He didn't even say that to him. He actually said, you must be born again, Nicodemus. And Nicodemus got confused. He's like, how am I supposed to go back into my mother's womb?
I know, he took it literally.
He's like, what?
That doesn't seem possible.
What?
Yeah. You know?
And then what's interesting is that it gets so similar to literally the subject we're talking about, because we're talking about two things. We talked about hydrogen and oxygen, which create water. Well, Jesus spoke, he literally brought up two things. He said, you must be born of water and you must be born of spirit. So he brought up two different things, just like water, because there's two things. But then it got really interesting, because he said, what is of the flesh is flesh. And by the way, what is of the flesh is flesh really has a lot of correlations to water, because water is something physical, it's tangible. And then the spirit, he correlated it to like the wind, which is a gas. So like I was trying to tell you, you know, there's something that is physical and something that's a gas that is technically not physical, right? I mean, I guess it is, but gas is different. Can't see it, right? I mean, just so you know, hydrogen is literally colorless, odorless, tasteless. It's literally doesn't even exist. And almost it obviously exists, but you'd never know. You know, this is why they had such a hard time detecting it in Lourdes, France. But when he's talking to Nicodemus like this, ultimately water seems to be a huge part of the conversation, because he's saying, hey, you have to be, you know, what is of the flesh is flesh, what is the spirit is spirit. Nicodemus is all confused. And Jesus is telling him, you got to be born of water. He literally says, you have to be born of water. He didn't even talk about himself, which is kind of weird. He didn't say, hey, you got to be born of me. No, he said, water. God's voice sounds like water. You have to be born of water. You know, and if you look at the scripture, it gets really crazy when you learn about the mountains. Mountains are super spiritual. I mean, that's where Moses spoke to God. He spoke to him on top of a mountain. Jesus gave one of his greatest speeches on the mountain, you know. So the mountain and water, and there's a tons of verses about snow, which, by the way, don't get me started on snow. You know, pure as a driven snow, and snow is so amazing. And I think, and by the way, snow is distilled water. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. That's cool.
And that's how I figured out how to purify water. I did it by observing God's creation, you know, because again, what the scriptures say, says that God created the heavens and the earth. So if he created the earth, he must have done an amazing job, because I have faith in that. And earth has such an interesting cycle for water, you know, and it has a way of purifying it, and it flows down the mountain and it falls like snow, you know, when the water comes down the mountain, all that kind of stuff. So it got really interesting. And I've been very fascinated by the science of water, and it's a revolution. I don't think it's a revolution that people know of yet. But I do believe it's going to change the world. I've already seen it change people's lives, and it's absolutely just remarkable. I've never seen anything that is this easy. Well, they made it. I gotta say, the Japanese made it easy for us. You know, they probably
they helped. They did a lot of the hard work in the beginning. So it's like, thanks, guys.
They totally did all the heavy lifting. You know, they spend millions of dollars in research, and then they spend even more millions of dollars in engineering. I did find out the device that I'm using, not only is it made in Japan, lab tested in Japan. Nobody lab tests their hydrogen equipment. This company is the number one hydrogen company in the world, by the way. I'm not even sure if you're aware of that.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They're number one in the world. Yeah. It's a Japanese company and it does everything that you'd want it to do based on the science. And that's how I discovered them, because I was following the science based on these studies. And then I found the device. And,
following the science, not like Dr. Fallacy, who says, I am the science. We follow the science. It's like, no.
You know, and that's the fundamental problem, right? Because if you create a term and you're like, hey, let's follow the science, and all of a sudden you know that it's corrupted, then how do you know which science is good and which one's not good? It's like saying, hey, water is good for you. Oh, really? Do I want to drink water out of some infested, pond that's going to give me God knows what parasite?
Yeah.
Or do I want to drink the cleanest water there is filled with hydrogen? I drink that every day. I love that stuff. And so it's a tricky thing, but I will say that the majority of the science that I've been following, none of hydrogen research has been done by Fauci, by the way. He is not involved in hydrogen at all. He doesn't, he probably wouldn't even know what we're talking about.
I know one of my good friends calls him Dr. Fallacy instead of Dr. Fauci. So that's why I always love calling him Dr. Fallacy. I'm like, I hate using the name Fauci. I'm like, it's like, I just get like, I feel like I need to go take a shower after I say it. It's like, yeah.
Well, I will say that he, I mean, I'll just say that I'm not incredibly fond of the guy. He doesn't seem to be, on the right side of what will eventually be history, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I will say that he probably doesn't know any of these studies. And these studies were all done by Japanese. And for a lot of people who don't know Japanese culture and history, mm-hmm. I mean, these Japanese are incredible. I got to say, when you look at a country, I've seen a lot of countries, even including America at times, they put money above everything. You can buy a guy. I mean, was Mr. Fauci bought? He probably was. He's bought. Are a lot of government officials bought? Probably. I mean, let's go Brandon, right? I mean, whatever, right? So, these guys have sold out their people, their freaking country. And it's sickening. But the one thing, if you've ever observed the Japanese, which just the more I learn about their culture, it's so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Because there's something that they hold above money. There is like one thing they hold above money. And I was very curious. I'm like, well, what is it? Because everybody puts money first these days. They will literally kill you for a pair of shoes. I mean, that's how it is these days, right? Everybody's crazy. Yeah. The one thing they put above money is honor.
Oh.
Honor in Japanese culture is so high that if you look into their history, they would literally kill themselves because they dishonored themselves and everybody linked to them, which is their family. They're like, I've dishonored my family, I've dishonored my people, I've dishonored myself, and they'll take their own life. I mean, this is to the level that they hold honor to. Are they perfect people? No, I'm not certainly claiming that, but I'm very fascinated by that. And that's what I learned about hydrogen. They're like, no, we're going to keep pursuing this, even though nobody wants to fund it.
Yeah.
And I commend them for it because I'm grateful that they did this, that they put in the time and the money, the effort to figure this out. Yeah. And then they asked, they asked multiple top Japanese companies from G-Shock to Toyota to other companies that I don't even remember their names because they're metal companies that make metal that nobody in the world can make. Japanese have amazing metal technology.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the reason they were making literally samurai swords that were 600-800 years ahead of their time, way before anybody could create such a thing. They've been remarkable, and metal is part of the hydrogen technology that people don't understand. China uses really cheap metals. If you use the wrong type of metals, now you're going to be leaching metal into the water. That's why I don't use the cheap products. You got to use something that's really good when it comes to hydrogen. And and if you can't do it right, I it's sad, but I just tell people, don't do it at all. If you can't do it right, then, it's like people who are like, hey, I can't afford to eat healthy. It's like, don't buy so much garbage food, buy a little less high quality food and just eat less. That's what you're just going to have to do, And so that's been the world of hydrogen. It's been totally crazy. And it's absolutely changed my world. It's rocked my world, but I'm very grateful for it. And to be able to share
with people. I'm excited to see what like as you're talking, I'm like I said, this has so many potentials, because I knew a little bit about it meeting with John and Chad and stuff, and then having you on and stuff. So I knew a little bit about it, but I'm like, I had no idea like the endless capabilities like, you know, it has. And so that'd be interesting to see, like, I mean, it helps with like so many things. And so actually getting the word out to people like, hey, there's things out here that can help other than the big pharma like stuff that have all these bad side effects and that don't really even help for the most part. There are a few good drugs, but outside of that, it's like a lot of them don't really do much good. They have more harmful side effects than the help.
Yeah. You know, and one of the beautiful things about hydrogen that I like also is that we have certain drugs that work pretty good for certain things. So I'll use a drug called, have you heard of cisplatin? I'm going to assume you probably haven't. Cisplatin is a cancer drug.
Okay.
It works pretty good for tumors. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason that doctors almost never prescribe it is because it will destroy your kidneys most likely. So, okay, you get rid of the tumor. Now you need a kidney transplant. Great. Thanks. Thanks, Dr. Fucci.
It's like a trade-off.
Right? So it's a trade-off. But there was a study done. And this is how powerful hydrogen is. This is, I want people to understand how amazing this thing is.
Yeah.
Is that if they did a study where they gave hydrogen while they were given the cisplatin. Mm. And ultimately what they discovered is that the hydrogen protected the kidneys so much that your kidneys would be fine.
Okay.
I mean, that's how powerful it is.
So you can use it as like a conjunction with drugs that may have harmful side effects, but it's like, if you bring in the hydrogen, which helps that way the drug can do what it does. The hydrogen protects organs or whatever else. Interesting. Okay.
You got it. So this could revolutionize the world of medicine.
Yeah.
Because there's multiple medicines that cause harm are what they call genotoxic. They're not good for us. Right.
Mm.
And if you can combine them with hydrogen, I mean, I use hydrogen because, hey, I already know there's things that I'm probably breathing in the environment that are pollutants that are harming me. So I use hydrogen to protect me from that. Because if hydrogen can protect you from something like cisplatin, or if hydrogen can protect you from something like chemotherapy, we're talking about things that will destroy anyone, including someone young and youthful like yourself.
Yeah.
It would completely destroy you to undergo these type of therapies. And I remember I knew a child who was 8 years old who had a nasty cancer, who was being bombarded with chemo because it was completely incurable. And the father called me, he got on hydrogen, and you should have seen it. Every doctor and nurse that knew this kid, they kept telling the father, they're like, we've never seen anybody do so good ever. Mm. None of the kid's hair fell out. The kid was running around full of energy while all the other kids are sick. I mean, there's been studies where they've literally... they expose a bunch of mice to certain like chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they go in the corner. They just sit there. They're really cold. They don't move. They're not active. They don't have very good bowel movements. They have all these issues. And then they have another box, same exact treatment, same chemotherapy, but they're giving them hydrogen and they're all running around. They're crapping all over the place, you know? And so I've seen those studies. I mean, again, hydrogen is just, it's mind blowing. I mean, it's absolutely mind blowing, and it's, and people don't know about it. And so it's, I just feel like it's very important to get the word out. And so hence the reason we're here, you know, to share this information with people, and they can check out the YouTube channel where I've been educating on it for years, by the way, not months, but years. I've been trying to get this word out, but nobody, who's going to Google hydrogen?
Exactly. People like H2O. Okay. That's all we know about hydrogen.
Nobody's going to look for it unless they understood how amazing it is, you know, for oral health, for your eyes, you know, for your skin, youthfulness, vitality, blood flow, by the way. That was,
we're going to have to get you on Joe Rogan and some of these really big names. We're going to have to get you out there. Yeah.
You know, I would love to, because, you know, Rogan, as a lot of people know, he's really into health. But he doesn't seem to know about hydrogen.
That's why they attacked him for that cocktail he took of like all the good stuff or whatever when he had, you know, the virus or whatever and stuff. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm good. And that's why the mainstream media was attacking him. He's nuts. He's crazy. He's healthy now, so he's fine.
and literally what he did was literally like everything that I would have done. I mean, he did almost, I mean, there's a few things that he didn't do that I would have done, because there's some data coming out from Japan, by the way. Now, the Japanese are doing amazing with the little bug out there, by the way. Like, amazing. Like, I track their death rate every day. And they typically have zero deaths, and they'll have, like, one. 0.00. And then I think the biggest number I just saw recently, I think it was yesterday, was 5. But wow. I mean, that's a okay. that's a fraction what compared to what we're going through.
Yeah.
I mean, I think today was like 1.2 million people infected in one day. And yesterday yeah. was almost a million. It was like 800,000 or something. It's been bonkers.
So but when you Japan see somebody with low numbers, you're like, maybe we should follow what they're doing. Or maybe we should take some notes. Yeah.
Yeah. The number one university in the world that studies hydrogen, one of their top scientists literally was like, he was trying to tell people, you guys need to get on hydrogen. Hydrogen has been shown to have antiviral properties, by the way. So that's one aspect of it. And I put videos out on it. I got flagged. And in the end, it was like, you know what? I can't say what I really want to say. I mean, people can look for me on Rumble under the Hydrogen Man. That's another place where you can find me, because I'm going to start doing videos on there where I can actually really say what I want to say.
Yeah.
You know, because it doesn't even matter if I have science to back it up. I had it and it didn't matter. They flag you anyway. I mean, they're flagging people like Robert Malone, you know, the guy, you know, one of a top doctor who, you know, scientist who knows about the mRNA technology. And I mean, they're flagging people who know what they're talking about.
Oh, I know. So. I put up a video where I was talking about it of Betty White. She actually said, like, I drink the blood of a virgin in a funny video, and I put it up and they got me for bullying. And I'm like, she actually said it. I'm just letting people know she actually said it. And I'm like, she may have been joking. She may not have been joking. And then they flagged me for bullying. And I'm like, she said it.
Oh my gosh. It's obviously out of control. I also got on Getter. I don't know if are you on Getter yet?
I'm not on Getter, but I'm like on BitChute and Rumble and CloudHub and stuff along with YouTube. So that's all my videos. If it gets taken down on YouTube, they're on other places and stuff too. Cause I'm like, I got my backups.
I see. Well, you're much more internet savvy than me. I literally suck at the internet. I just have one YouTube channel.
I am younger. So like I said, I'm the young generation who grew up with, like, you know, iPhones in. Well, actually, we didn't grow up with iPhones in hand. We didn't have like any technology until I was like 16. We had the little black box with the antennas. We had dial-up internet and stuff. So when I talk about these references, and then we watch like MeTV, like old shows, like Andy Griffith, Hogan's Heroes, The Addams Family. And so people are like, how do you know these references? You're only like in your 20s. And I'm like, I'm 22 on the outside, but on the inside, I'm like a 60 or 70 year old with the references and stuff I know. So thank you.
Yeah, I definitely would be. It would be awesome to get on the Rogan show and really share the data. You know, a lot of countries are doing amazing things, though. India's been doing some amazing things. Mm-hmm. Japan's definitely doing some amazing things. And, you know, there's some amazing things going on out there. And then, of course, there's all, you know, everybody else who is following the needle in the arm method. And I don't see it working. If it was working, that'd be one thing, but it's not even working.
And like, then I would pay people, you know, to take it. So, or force people or threaten people to take it. And you're like, whenever you're giving somebody something to take something, it sounds like the creepy guy in the van who has the box of puppies. Hey, come here, kids. People say stranger danger. This is exactly the same method we're seeing. So danger, danger. But
yeah, I still don't understand how anybody can be forced to take something experimental. It still makes no sense to me. And, but that's where we're at. Yeah. That's where we're at. Right. And, you know, it's actually, you know, it's one of the reasons that I named my channel Uprising 144K. That's actually a biblical number. I don't know if, were you aware of that?
I didn't know that. No. Okay.
Yeah. The scripture talks about 12 tribes of 12,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So 12,000 times 12 is 144,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did know about, okay. Yeah. The 12 tribes, of course. Now, okay. I get it now. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously I'm creating names that nobody's going to notice.
Yes.
But that's, you know, yeah. and I did that because, you know, it's weird. When I was reading the data, many years ago, I don't know why I thought this, but I thought, you know, one of these days we're going to come across something that's going to start killing people. I don't know why I had this idea in my head. And I thought hydrogen will be the one thing that can protect you, you know, above a lot of things, including some of the medicines, which I won't say because they get everybody in trouble. I'll just say that these particular dewormers, they were actually enhanced with hydrogen. I won't go into the history of it.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That medicine that Rogan took, was never that medicine. It was called something else. And then they used hydrogen to enhance it. And then it became what it became. And it's one of the top medicines in the world. And it's also one of the safest medicines in the world. So that's why when they gave him a hard time for it, I used to educate on that dewormer before the little bug that came out. I was already educated on it for years. Yeah. And then what happened is when the little bug came out, somehow YouTube went and found all my old videos. I mean, we're talking about stuff that I'd done in the past years ago, and they flagged me for videos I'd done years ago before the pandemic. I was like, what? What's up with the statute of limitations, or isn't there something going on? So it's been absolutely wild. And so
statute of limitations for videos you can get flagged for. That's, oh my gosh. I know somebody needs to bring that up to YouTube, be like, hey, there needs to be a cutoff point.
Yeah, I mean, what if you predict something? Because there's some weird channels that have actually thought that I was prophetic, because I've predicted a lot of stuff that be way before. So if you predict something years before, are you allowed to get shut down for those old videos? And apparently you are, because you know that's what they flagged me for. Yeah. So it's just been wild. It's been crazy. But and for the world of athletics, which is something I'm trying to work on now, which is another reason I think Rogan should look into this. Is because it's amazing for athletics, for improving performance. Yeah. There's been studies done on that too. It's not just about health, it's not just about beauty, but even for enhancing performance. And I think it would actually help athletes dramatically, especially boxers, actually, and football players, the way that they get their heads beat in too often, and it causes inflammation in the brain. So even this right now, as I'm breathing it, this hydrogen literally goes straight to my brain right now. It's going straight to my brain, straight to my eyes, sinuses, you know, my throat, my lungs. And it's the most purest substance known to man. And if you made properly, it's obviously very clean. And that's the key point, is you have to make it properly. That's what I learned through my years of research. Not all hydrogen is created equal. There's people they're using something called lye to make their hydrogen, terrible way to, like the worst way, actually. They're using hydrogen pills. Pills, by the way, stay away from those. They create a chemical reaction to make hydrogen. And there's all sorts of ways. So, you know, people don't know this stuff, though. This has been a big chunk of my life researching this stuff for, I don't know, a decade or so. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, this has been such a great, man. I feel like I just got took to science class, but I love it. I'm like, this would be like a great science class for people. That's what I kind of was. I was felt like I was just sitting here and like you were the professor and I was just sitting here learning. And I'm like, should have had my pen taking notes. I'm like, wow.
I hope I didn't bore your viewers, because it's not the most exciting thing. I know that. I mean, I didn't like to learn about it either, actually. But if you want to some people are like, you know what? I don't want to learn all that. I just want to know, how do I take it? Like, how do I do it? You know, and then, you know, the device that I use, obviously you go to the official company's website, which is called holyhydrogen.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's the official company's website. And you can see the machine there, and you can make literally this, it's like magic water, or even holy water. They got the right name, holy hydrogen.
I mean,
you know, they totally got it right. And it protects the body from all sorts of crazy things, as far as I've seen on the science.
Yeah.
And I think the younger you are, I wish I would have been drinking this stuff since I was 5. I really do.
Thanks so much for coming on, Greg. I definitely want to have you back on to talk more about it and stuff if you want to, because I'm like, it's a great combo. And I'm like I said, there's so many like different applications and stuff for it. So I'm like, just thanks again so much for coming on.
Absolutely. And I will say that I couldn't say all the stuff I wanted to say on my own channel, but I got videos up there where I'm showing certain protocols that in Japan, they're showing their people. See, on our news, they're not showing us on how to help with this little bug that's going around and staying healthy. And so I would suggest for people to check out those videos. And of course the hydrogen videos. And then sometimes I just put fun stuff. Like there was a squirrel who threw a pear at my head. I thought it was kind of, I put a video up one of those, but
we need humor in this time. It's like, you know what? It's like, we still need to keep our vibe. Like whatsoever things are good, pure, lovely. It's like humor doeth good to the soul, like medicine. I mean, it really is like, it's like we need to keep our humor and stuff high too.
I think it's fun. So I try to do some of that stuff, but some of my more serious viewers are like, hey, you're only supposed to talk about hydrogen. I'm like, hey, I thought it was fun. You know, scroll through a pair in my head. He missed me by this much. And I'm glad he did, because that would have hurt. It was a big pair. But anyway.
Thanks again so much, Greg. It was great having you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on, and it was fun chatting with you.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.